You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training that you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here together with the distinguished Ed Stetzer.
And do you realize that what episode is this?
It is episode 71.
I did not interrupt you for the first time.
Yeah, because you were busy writing emails.
I was not writing emails. I was responding to a tweet. Stop. I could have interrupted at any point, but
yes,
I didn't.
You could have, but you didn't. I appreciate that. From the inner depths of my heart, thank you.
We are very polite in Chicago, unlike the people in Nashville or Canadians like you.
Yes. Well, okay, here we go. Originally, we said on episode 71 that we were going to read 3 reviews. But you know what? We're going to give you 2 more episodes to get those reviews in.
What?
So we're going to do it on episode 73.
But we've got plenty of reviews.
I know, but you know what? It's been so positive.
Okay. All right, but here's the thing. Do you know that table 71 is a very famous thing in missiology? Now, table 71, so 71 is kind of a sacred missiological number. People should go to table71.org, and it's an association of Christian organizations, mission agencies, trying to be reaching people for Jesus in the most unreached places. So I think you should give away something. I don't know how you should do it, but you should give away something in table 71. So
okay, what's it gonna be? Okay, how about we do this?
Yeah.
Originally, we were going to give away 3 sign books, right?
Yeah.
Because we're going to extend it 2 more episodes, how about we give away 5 sign books? Okay. On episode 73.
But I still need to give away something else. I will give away 1 copy of Mission Shift, Mission Issues in the Third Millennium.
All right.
To somebody who randomly chosen. How are we going to choose somebody?
All right.
How are we
going to do it? I'm going to choose them right now.
You're going to choose them right
randomly.
Now. Do it. Do it.
All right. Mission Shift. Now, you know what's funny, Ed? When I was pastoring, do you remember you did a thing on your blog about Mission Shift
and invited people
to participate?
Yeah.
You know, I was one of the participants.
No way. You didn't know that. That's so cool.
I did. All right. Here we go. Bud Houston.
Bud Houston, the amazing Bud Houston, who's right now.
You know Bud Houston?
I know Bud Houston. Bud Houston is at my church.
Is he serious?
That's so funny.
And so Bud, he's local here?
Bud is local. We're planning to send him out into ministry. We've been,
that is awesome.
We've been working at our leadership. He's doing some preaching. And so Bud, I'll see you on Sunday, and I'll give you a copy of Mission Shift. That's
all
awesome.
All right. So he said this. 5 stars, great book, and not just for hipsters. Smiley face.
Nice, nice.
If you're interested or participating in church planting, this book is a must read. Ed and Daniel bring some much practical and useful knowledge to the surface for consideration. If you are reading this review and debating the purchase, do it. If you want a sample of the minds of these 2 guys, go to their website, newchurches.com, and listen to the New Churches podcast.
Oh, well, that was right tight in right there.
They have a heart for church multiplication and are leveraging their knowledge and experience to equip others. Great book. Awesome. Well, so you're going to give Bud a copy of Mission Shift.
Not of our book, but I'm actually giving him a copy of Mission Shift.
Yes.
In honor of Table 71. Yes. David Hesselgrave and I co-edited. Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. And if you have not yet left a review, do so right away, and on episode 73, we will give away 5 signed copies of Planting Missional Churches. Well, today's question is from our friend, our dear, dear friend from Saskatoon.
No! Dude, he needs like a personal coach. We're like his coach.
We are his coach.
Yo, Daniel and Ed, Rob here from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Go Maple Leafs. I don't know. I don't like hockey. Anyway, let's get into it. We obviously have seen many leaders in the last little while burn out. And obviously, there's more leaders that don't burn out than do. But what is something that when guys are starting out that they could do so they don't fall into this trap of wanting to build the biggest church, getting the most book deals, getting the best conferences, and get distracted from what God's called them to do? What are some practical tips that we can be setting in place now as we start out these new churches? Again, appreciate what you guys are doing. Love the content. Go Canada. You could edit that out. Ed's interrupting by now anyway, so it doesn't matter. Thanks, guys.
We are not editing that. However, it's go Blackhawks.
No, Chicago Blackhawks. No, I do not like the Blackhawks.
Why?
No.
It's I'm going to Chicago.
No. I know they have a lot of Canadians that play for the Blackhawks, but...
You go for the Preds?
I'm a Canucks fan. And
oh, my gosh.
The Blackhawks
hockey.
And the Canucks.
I'm thinking I'm going to root for the Cubs just because I'm trying to blend and be missional in Chicago. But I mean, there's so many sports teams in Chicago.
Yeah.
There's Cubs and White Sox and the Bears.
Even though I don't like the Blackhawks, they are a good team.
Are they a good team? Okay.
Yeah, they are
pretty good. I might get into this. Yeah. I'm definitely a fair weather fan. When I was in Buffalo, I loved the Buffalo Bills. Jim Kelly, the K-Gun. I knew these things.
All right, so Rob
That's missional. We're modeling contextualization for church planners.
Rob wants tips. Like he inflected. He said tips. All right, so let me share a story.
They don't tip well in Canada either.
Wayne Cordero. Okay, Wayne Cordero. I love the guy. I mean, he has abundant wisdom coming out of him. And I remember this one illustration that he shared at a conference when I was just starting to pastor. He was sharing this illustration of a kitchen sink. He said, there's one way to get water in and there's one way to get water out. Make sure as you are in ministry, there is a line there where if water is going out faster than it is coming in, then your sink will drain. What does it look like for you to have your water above that line and make sure that the flowing in is always a little bit more than the flowing out? So having said that illustration, I know I butchered it. He probably did it way better than I did.
I have no earthly idea what he's saying. You have more in? I heard him say like a plate. Maybe the difference between you and me I like the food. And the plate, you can have, you got to fill your plate. You might have a little plate, my big plate, you got to fill your plate.
Okay.
So.
And then what?
Yeah, well, just...
And then you eat?
Yeah, I guess.
And then you eat the food?
Wayne has great visual illustrations.
Who brings the food back on?
You know, don't overcomplicate this.
Okay, back to the sink, which is a superior analogy.
I'm not sure he said that. I'm calling Wayne right now.
No, he is. He totally said it.
You lie.
I have a memory right now in my head. I am remembering the moment he told me that. Anyways, having said that, Rob, when we look at the idea of burning out is basically the water is draining faster than it is coming in, right? It's the idea that you do not have enough energy even to care because of that. What are your thoughts on
that? Yeah, you know, it makes sense. I mean, and I would say too that, we're kind of beating a metaphor to death here. but I do think people have different sinks. You know, some people have a larger capacity sink. How long do I have to go with this metaphor? Because it's killing me.
This is good. This is good.
But they do. I mean, some people... You know, I mean, I'll tell you, I love to do a lot of things at once, but I've been told a lot of people that would hate that.
Yeah.
And so I enjoy that. I'm not bothered by it. I love having multiple things moving. Other people, they don't. And so I think you need to sort of find your place, your sink. Wayne, can you work on other metaphors here? but to find it and then to sort of run with, you know, your gifting and your capacity, and I think it's wise to find out, you know, what fills it, what drains it, and to wisely discern the next steps.
Yeah. The other thing is, I don't really like the term balance, right? I believe that we need to go in seeing life as seasons.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that. I'm not sure I buy into it. So tell me why.
Well, part of it is when I look at my life, where and I see the way that God leads me in seasons, and maybe it's because I like to binge. The idea is, hey, I will. There's going to be a season where I'm going to do a lot of housework. I'm going to do a lot of it, and then after that, I'm done for a while, and then I'm going to do something else for a concentrated period of time. So when I think of the idea of seasons, it's the idea that, hey, during this next season, we're going to push the pedal down hard and we're going to go hard after this one project, like when we were doing planting missional churches on one hand. And then after that, let's let it go and move into a different season.
But I see this balance, right?
Okay.
There are times you run a little harder, times you slow a little down, but I get it. For me, I struggle with balance. Mm-hmm. So my seasons don't tend to come and go.
Yeah.
I tend to always be kind of charging hard.
Okay.
And so when I need balance, I hear build margin and I hear pull back. And so I guess for me, the season terminology doesn't reflect as well for me. In other words, maybe because of sin in my own life, you know, it's like seasons. I don't usually have a summertime. And so
I guess the whole idea of balance is when I think of balance, I think, hey, it's the same every day. You're kind of going at the same type of, hey, I need this amount of rest. I need this amount of doing. Whereas I see seasons as that ability. And maybe for you, your threshold's just a lot higher.
Well, right?
But I'm sure you can admit there are certain seasons in your life where you're going to go way harder than others.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. And so, yeah, even now, I'm thinking about it right now. I mean, I'm running like a madman, working on this move. And mm-hmm. I mean, this is not a sustainable pace.
Yeah.
But in general, I still need balance in my life. There are seasons, but I still need more balance in my life.
Yeah.
So back,
okay, back to the question. When you're starting out, what's something that you can do to prevent yourself from getting burned out and getting distracted? I guess the biggest thing for me would be take a good temperature on your spouse, on your children, if you have them, and see, because they're going to reflect back. You may have a higher threshold in terms of what you can handle and how fast you can go. But if your children and spouse are left behind, then that's something that you need to pay attention to.
Yeah. I think you need a thermostat. And a thermostat's often a person. Mm-hmm. Says you're getting overheated, doing too much, et cetera, et cetera. So I've got a couple people in my life. My wife, first and foremost, Donna, can speak into my life and does and say, you know, she recently said to me, we got to slow down some things. We did. Matter of fact, part of the reason that I'm making a job change is because of Donna. She's kind of said, you know, this is just the pace. We're doing too many things.
Yep.
Let's do fewer. Let's do them at one place. So the change that came is because of the thermostat issue. So you need some thermostat or thermostats in your life.
That's good. I like that.
I would say, too, early on, having a mentor is key. I mean, we see that statistically mm-hmm. in all the studies we've done. People can find those at newchurches.com. We find consistently that you need to have somebody who can say, all right, this is an area you're out of balance.
Yeah.
Or this is an area you need to ramp up. I mean, it's not all throttling back. Some church planners need to be told they need to get working harder, particularly mm-hmm. around reaching people and doing evangelism. So I think it's about having people who can see and speak into your life.
Awesome. Well, I hope that helped, Rob. Feel free to continue to send in questions and make your Canadian jokes. But we do appreciate it. And if you have not yet sent a question in, do send them in, because we will play your questions before we play any of Rob's questions anymore.
Anymore. Exactly. We love you, Rob. Saskatoon for the win.